Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hug It Out America Live. How's everybody doing today on this Friday? I'm back in my hot tub like I promised. Can y'all hear the jets here? It feels good. Got a little massage on my back. Got some bubbles. Loving it. There's no rain on me today. Yesterday I got rained on, but as I promised, I would be here all week live, and I do not disappoint. I had an umbrella over my computer. Had my daughter helping me out, bringing the laptop in because it got pouring. So I abandoned any calls, rather a bunch of callers, and I wasn't able to talk to them yesterday. I'm sorry for that. But me and Scott Hoag had a great talk yesterday, had a lot of fun. Conversation went all over the place, talking about his music, his history, the cool thing he's doing, the funny as hell guy that he is. Two ADHD guys just having a great time talking about the music industry, life and love and everything else. So today we got a great show, folks. I've called this the secret show because until yesterday it was a secret to my very self what this show was going to be about. But I decided yesterday this show is about what you are doing to stay sane in this crazy new normal. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've done, hopefully get some callers in, who knows, and just have a little conversation. But first, let me tell you about what we got next week on tap. Next week on Monday, we have Mr. Jamar Pierre, a good friend of mine from New Orleans I met down on the bayou, as you would say it. He is a famous New Orleans artist there. He is working on an amazing mural to go all around the levee, up on the wall, that basically prevents the water from coming up when there's a flood, or tries to at least. We're going to talk about this new project we are collaborating on called One Love, bringing two people that come together from very different backgrounds, mindsets, and everything else, called One Love, to bring all together under the roof of humanity. And we'll tell you about that on Monday, and he'll tell you a little bit about his history. And there's a lot of cool things about him and how we all connected and what we got going on for this new project. And then on Wednesday, I have Mr. David Miles, or as most people around the San Francisco Bay know him, the godfather of skate. And I know him as that too. He has been skating around the streets of San Francisco no matter how steep they are. I think he even went down Lombard Street, that crazy crooked street, a couple times. But he's been running Friday night skate over there for as long as I remember, sometimes up to 1,000 people. And he's going to talk about the history of skating. Mainly he's on quad, those four-wheel old-school ones, and not as much on the inline, but he accepts all flavors of wheels coming down the road. And he's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about a new venture he has called the Church of Eight Wheels, and it is really cool, folks. I can't wait to hear from David Miles. He has these cool hats you won't be able to get to see, but he is a stylish, great man with a big heart, doing a lot of things. Then on Thursday, I have Emily Leach. She has run an amazing program called FreeCon. It's a convention run out of Texas, where freelancers come in all around the country and some from parts of the world to be empowered and come together to help freelancers do their thing, like I used to be as a graphic designer and a web designer. But I left that for Hug It Out America, and now this Hug It Out America Live. Anyway, she's going to be here talking about that, talking about how she puts so much time and energy and all the great things she's doing helping freelancers and bring us together. Then Friday, I have a brand new show I am calling Hijack Friday. And what that show is all about, folks, I am giving the opportunity to some personality out there to take over my radio show over for the day and show me what you got. Give your flavor, what you want to talk about, bring in your guests, whatever it is. I have two or three people that I'm talking to about it. I haven't decided who's going to be the guest, I guess, DJ next Friday, but I'm going to figure that out. So that's what we got on track. for next week, but let's get into this week. This week is about how to stay sane in this crazy new normal. How's everybody doing out there? I mean, I don't know y'all, but I am really sick of this quarantine. I have been in quarantine, I think it's now almost 2 months, with my family, with my wife, my two kids, and my cute little American Bulldog, Dixie, making life a little better. This hot tub has helped me out, too, thanks to my wife and her great idea many months back, before this happened. But it's tough, y'all. It's tough being locked. You stay behind these in these four walls and only getting out to see people on short walks, not even going to the supermarket. We get all our groceries delivered. We have all these things we have to do, all of us, to make sure we stay safe. And it can be stressful and exhausting. And I want to know what people out there are doing to stay sane in this crazy new normal. You can call in, share your story at 563-999-3420. Love to hear from you. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I'm doing first, or what I have been doing. First off, like I said, I've been spending a lot of time with my family, spent a lot of time with my kids and my wife and my dog. But another thing that I have been doing, to be honest, is the first thing we did is my daughters came up with this idea to basically spread unity and love around a neighborhood just by art, just by painting stones. They've been painting these stones, and then they go around the neighborhood and drop them off doorsteps. We're calling it family stones. And that's bringing us a lot of peace and creativity and all that stuff to our family. You know, it's been really nice for that to happen around here to make sure we do that. Because, you know, when you go out on the street, and another thing I do that kind of keeps me sane is trying to stay in touch with my friends through Zoom a little bit. I'm not a huge Zoom guy, a little bit of Facebook Live. I'm all about that one-on-one face-to-face. You can't get face-to-face, at least get ear-to-ear like we are here today. And that is 100% the reason why I started this Hug It Out America Live, so I can talk ear-to-ear to America and hear from y'all and what y'all got going on. Because I'm the kind of guy, I like to walk out my door, whether it's over in the Dominican Republic, whether it may be in Aruba or anywhere in the 23 states I've been, or just downtown in my town of Northampton, and just wrap my mind and my arms around all kinds of people and understand what they are all about. That's what I do to stay sane normally, but obviously when this virus hit, I couldn't do that anymore. I was stuck inside just like you. So what am I doing to stay sane? I'm doing it right here on this radio station by bringing in guests from all over that I've met through my Hug It Out America tour last summer to tell them about their reality, their world, their life. 3 or 4 guests a week, 3 a week usually, and just doing that. That helps me stay sane, making sure I try to get the best radio show I can for y'all, getting the best guests, doing what I can. I've never done a radio show before in my life, but I really like to talk. I like to talk to people. I like to be empathetic to their side of the story, listen to them, and more I talk to people, I realize that no matter how different we are, regardless, whatever it may be, sex, race, gender, politics, religion, whatever, football team, whatever it is, we all got more in common than not. And I see that through and through every day when I talk on this radio station to people, because it's important, really important that we do that and we reach out, especially in this time when we're stuck inside. So when we're out on the streets, walking around, doing our thing, the little time that we are, say hi to people. Just say hi. Even if you don't know them, just say hi. Or wave. You don't want to say hi, wave. Because it's really easy to get caught up in this. And when you're behind the mask that a lot of people are wearing, I'm wearing too, with my family, it looks kind of overwhelming and kind of intimidating. It's kind of scary to be behind that mask. But when you say hi and you wave at somebody, they're not going to be able to see your smile because you're behind a mask. And if you don't have the mask, I'll smile at people. We got to create this unity when we're stuck inside every single chance we get to do while we're outside. That's what we got to do, y'all, right? So I'm hoping that y'all are doing that, because that we're doing. I'm doing that with my kids. I'm doing that, you know, every possible way I can. I'm doing all kinds of posts. I'm talking to people. We're doing the Zoom thing. I'm trying to get a book group going. Anybody's interested in this book group, I'm trying to get going for this amazing book by this guy named Arthur C. Brooks called Love Your Enemies. Going to get people to read that, and then we'll discuss it on a Zoom conference. But I admit it, y'all. It's tough. It's tough being inside. I'm not even from this area. I lived in California for 20 years. Most of my friends are out that way. I only get to talk to them on the phone, and it's a rough situation. And all those people inside who have no family, no friends, but they're just maybe not even have a pet. You know, what are y'all doing to keep yourself sane in this new normal? You know, what are y'all doing? I want to hear from y'all. If y'all are around today listening, it would be great to hear from y'all. So let's see. I'm going to give that phone number out one more time. I hope y'all call in. I know people are kind of scared to call on this radio show, but it's like just being on a phone call. As my daughter was on last week, and she's super shy. She's like, Daddy, it's just like talking to you on the phone. I'm like, yeah, it sure is, honey. So I hope y'all call in. That guest call-in line number is 563-999-3420. And I tell you what, folks, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to try to switch over to my Facebook page here, and I'm going to try to talk about some of the things that people have wrote me about until people call in. See if I can get that going for us right now. Give me just a second. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I think it's probably a good thing to do. So here we are. I made a post yesterday, and I asked people the same question I'm asking y'all on the radio right now. I said the exact question I asked is, where is it? What are you doing out of the ordinary to stay sane during these crazy times? And I had some good answers. I have this one person named Chris Snook, who's promoting one of my favorite artists. His name is Michael Fronte. Y'all may know him out there. He has this thing about Be Human, which is basically wrapping yourself around all our humanity. He plays some amazing music. But he's doing a cool thing called Life is Good, donate money to all different kind of charities. So this woman, Cherry Snook, is talking about that, promoting that idea. A lot of people are what they're doing to stay sane. Me too. Not watching the news, man. Not watching mainstream media. I literally have not watched any news in over a month. And I feel a lot better, man. It can get you kind of riled up, scared, whatever. You know, I mean, I occasionally catch up, but I just don't watch the news. It's just not something I want to do. So I'm hearing a lot of people doing that. I'm hearing a lot of people are building gardens and getting close to nature, going out on walks with their friends, doing all that kind of stuff. You know, and then a lot of people on this Michael Fronte group, which are thousands of people, and people gave me a lot of responses on this, are just turning up music and dancing like nobody's watching, man. One woman said she was dancing with her vacuum while she was vacuuming in her house. I myself, every Monday, am having what I call the Michael Fronte Monday morning skate party. And my family straps on their skates about 8:15 every morning. We crank up the Michael Fronte, and we skate around the house, and I Facebook Live, and I hold my phone. I fell over one time, busted my butt. Luckily, it didn't break my phone. And the kids take the phone, and we just have fun skating around, just getting a little energy out, little exercise, going from the living room to the kitchen room to the dining room to the bedrooms to outside on the deck, wherever. Just getting happy, spreading love. So it's kind of like what the other people are talking about they're doing with music. I'm just taking it to another level. And on top of that, what we're also doing, staying sane, is every, let's see, 4 days a week in the morning, we all get up at the same time. We go downstairs. We have breakfast. And either one of us picks the day. Monday's my day. I do the skate party. Tuesday is day off. We take a day off. Wednesday is my wife's day. A lot of times she wants to go on a walk. So we go on a walk around the neighborhood. Sometimes we sing songs. Sometimes we just listen to birds. But we have a good time. And then my daughter, Savvy, has Thursdays. She sometimes, yesterday she did this thing, what I would call it a skills challenge. So she put up a skills challenge with all these little activities, kind of like a minor version of American Ninja Warrior for kids. And then Friday is my oldest daughter, Savvy's turn. And she does what she's been doing for a while. She does a yoga session. We sit down, we get the yoga mats out. We have four of them. It says stretch, mind, body, and soul, because that's, I believe, what you need to do. It says in multicolors. And she gets a yoga session. And we do that. And it's a good thing to do, y'all. It's a really good thing to do. So before I go on, let me give you that number again. Hopefully somebody will call in out there. The number is 563-999-3420. Share what you're doing to stay sane in this crazy new normal. Let me go back to some more of these ideas these people had, because they had some good ones. All right, said another person to turn up the music. I told you about that. Another person is just disconnecting completely. Just sitting back, listening to birds. Said they were listening to hummingbirds. And that sounds good. People are watching the change of seasons, spending as much time outdoors as they can. This person's playing positive music, Michael Frante, over and over. Good to Be Alive, great song. This woman says, seriously listening to it all in the moment. And then another person's building a garden. And this woman I connected with yesterday is doing rocks too. She's going down the creek like my daughters too, grabbing some rocks, coloring them, putting some cool scenes on there, or some funky graphics, or a nice quote, or an Asian symbol, or something of positivity, and then maybe hanging those out, giving those out. I saw people putting their rocks out on our path and getting people to check and look at them. So that was kind of neat. Another person's doing some gardening and embroidery. More gardening. Another person bought a bike. That's a great thing to do. Buy a bike. Go out on a bike ride. Go out and run your... Just stay away from people, because I don't know if y'all know this, but when you're out on your bike, you have to keep the distance even twice as far when you're on a bike, because you're going faster. So try to stay 12 feet apart from people. But to me, there's no better invention than the bike. I mean, I love skating, and I it's probably my favorite thing to do, but the bike is probably the best invention. Far better than the computer, I think. Not a better invention. I don't know who invented it, but I'm glad they did. So let's see what else we got going. Person giving a lot of grace to people, doing yoga. This woman, Carol Robin Rubino, excuse me, she has a daily blog called Just for Today, doing mindfulness. They were doing a dance video today. It was really cool. Share it online. Doing that, I think they're doing a different thing. They're doing a different day of mindfulness. I don't know what day they're in. They're probably in a lot of days now. One woman's walking 5 miles a day. Another woman said she walked so much, but now she hurt her knee, so she's not walking. Sorry about that, Susan L. Wright Miller. And then What else are people doing? People work at the hospital. We got to give love to all those people that work in the hospital, the grocery stores, all those places we all need right now. All those critical care workers, got to give it all out to them. The postal workers, the Amazon people, what would we do without them right now, y'all? What would we do? Here's another person doing Zumba work and yard work, looks like at the same time. Long walks, social media distancing. I like that one. That's a good one. I think I could do more of that myself. This person here, Melissa, I think built a coop for her and got some ducks. That's nice. I guess I'm not going to be having any duck soup anytime soon. I wouldn't get one. But that's nice having ducks. And then another person here, Kelly. I don't know where she's from, but she's a graphic designer. I checked out her website the other day. I liked her work. She's beading friendship bracelets to share with the people around her. What a great thing to do. And then we go to Andrea Smith. She is cooking a lot of home-cooked meals. That's a good thing to do. I was actually cooking with my kids the other day. My daughter's been baking a lot of cakes and pies, all sorts of stuff. I want to congratulate her and wish her a very happy birthday. It's my daughter's 13th birthday today. It's a big one. It makes me kind of sad that we can't do more for her today on her 13th birthday. We're doing the best we can, try to put a video together. Got her up this morning, sing that song, they say it's your birthday. Rolled her on the bed, gave her a spanking. Some friends are coming out to wish her happy, sing her happy birthday from the street. So I know it's tough if I wasn't able to have a special birthday on my 13th, but I'm going to do my best with it. So I want to tell her I love her and wish her a very happy birthday, Bailey. The person's got a new dance party I told you about with a vacuum cleaner. Told you about my skate party. Working in her yard, walks. This woman I saw, I don't know how she got it. Christy Adams had a flood in her neighborhood. I don't have it. But she's kayaking with her kids down the street. That's how much water is in her neighborhood. So she's taking what I call, you know, you heard that idea, if they give you lemon, make lemonade. Well, I think this woman had her lemonade pissed in, and she poured it out and got a new cup. That's what she did. This other woman, Christine Kirk, is teaching yoga online, but she's wearing funky costumes to get people inspired. That's a great thing to do, too. Now, this is the woman I really thought was really cool. So she has her house right on the street, and she put a sign up at the beginning of her house, and the sign says, you have entered a funny walk zone. Please walk funny. And then when you leave it, it says, now leaving funny walk zone, please resume your normal walk. I mean, just little silly things like that to bring happiness and love and togetherness and laughing at stuff. I mean, laughter is the best elixir, like I had our guest the other day on, Miss Yvonne K. Wisdom. I had words of wisdom for us on using after laughter. That was Wednesday. That's a really cool idea. I think I might put some signs out front. I might say do a funky walk or something. So I think that's really cool. What other things? There's just a long list of people things. Some people paint in their kitchen, their bedrooms. I think my wife is going to start painting our deck because we bought a really nice porch swing that's almost like a bed. I'm probably going to go out there and do my radio show from there one day. Next week, I'm hoping it'll not be as cold. It's starting to get warm and not be rainy so I can do my radio show from the hammocks and talk to my guests then. This woman's doing a lot of puzzles. Lots of puzzles. My youngest daughter's been doing those. I'm not very good at puzzles, so I just kind of put that one aside. Another woman says she's been glamping in her yard. Traveling theme, virtual brunches, costumes, wearing bunny ears on her walks, dancing around. This woman sucking out the marrow of life, what Kenny Chesney would call French kissing life on the lips. This guy, Marty, I was hoping he'd come on, McCaleb, I was hoping he'd come on and talk to us today. He's been learning to build furniture, so he's been building all kinds of furniture when he's stuck inside the stay sane in this crazy new norm. No, the person's been this was pretty cool. This person's been sharing pictures of her kids that were in my class for 30 years of teaching. So I guess she's sending those around to people. That's a cool idea. I would love to have her on the show. Her name is Barbara Stewart Green. That's a great idea, Barbara, to do that. And then one person who says we're saying this person's catching up with their kids, hanging with their 18-year-old son. I mean, it just goes on. Those are the main ones. A lot of people not watching mainstream media, spend a lot of time with their family. But that gives you a good idea what people are going. Let's go back and see if anybody's calling in yet, see if they're calling on the line. I got nobody yet, you know, but that's what we got to do. Don't call in. That's all right. That's all right. I'll get you there one day. I want to tell you what I'm doing, at least, if y'all can't call. I'm going to give that number one more time. It is, the guest call-in number is 563-999-3420. Tell me what you're doing to stay sane in this crazy new normal. I don't have much time left on the show today. Like I said, my in-laws and some friends are coming over to stand out in front of the house and sing my oldest daughter a happy 13th birthday. Again, I'm going to say happy birthday to you, baby. I love having you in my life. You make me a better person every day, and you're the sweetest, kindest person I know. And I just feel so blessed to have you in my life, sweet girl. All right, so that's about all we're going to talk about today, because I don't think we're going to get any calls in today, which disappoints me a little bit, but I hope you're staying sane out there in this crazy new norm. Soon we'll be out of this. I can get back to hugging people face-to-face with my mind and my arms. And you can go back to doing whatever it is you like to do. All the stores and restaurants will be back open. I can get a haircut, real haircut. My wife cut my hair last Saturday because it was looking so long, like I was going to have disciples following me around. But I got it short. It's a little about supercuts level, but it's better than nothing, and I appreciate my wife doing. Thank you for doing that, Julie. Love you for that. And then let me tell you one more time what we got going next week on Monday. We got Mr. J.P., Mr. Jamar Pierre, a great, famous New Orleans artist, going to come in and talk about the art he's doing in New Orleans to bring unity there, and a project he's working on with me called One Love. We're going to announce it. We're going to launch it that day. And then I take a day off Tuesday and try to learn the guitar. And then Wednesday, my buddy David Miles comes in, the Godfather Skate out of San Francisco, is going to talk about the history of skate and what all he's done to perpetuate that idea in his cool, awesome place called the Church of Eight Wheels, an amazing place. Going to find out about that from him. He's a really cool guy. Got a couple kids himself. And then Thursday, we got Emily Leach coming in talking about her FreeCon, her conference where people come in from all over America and some from around the world to bring freelancers together to empower them in this new economy of trying to get jobs and get noticed and make a living just doing the creative things that we do. And then on Friday we got a special show, a new show, and I'm excited about it. It's called Hijack Friday. And on that day, what we do is I hand the reins of this radio station over to a personality, over to somebody to talk about what they want, invite in whatever guest they want, act the fool, be serious, whatever they want to do. I have two or three people in mind that I've talked to. I haven't decided who it's going to be next week. I'm sure if that the other people eventually get their chance, but I thought it would be fun to give somebody else a chance to spread their love and their message here on the radio. So, guys, that's it for another day of Hug It Out America Live right from the hot tub. I'm glad you joined me soaking it up here. Have a good day, and until next Monday, have a great weekend. TGIF, y'all, and hope you do well during this tough time. Spend time with your family outside, loving each other all we can. So hug it out, America, y'all. Take care, whatever you do, and hopefully we'll get some better weather for next week so I can do live from the hammock. Take care, y'all. Bye for now.